48DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report, the Iowa caucuses.
Donald Trump has won by a historic landslide with a projected 51% of Republican support.
So I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Des Moines.
According to CBS News entrance polls, he doubled his support from 8 years ago with key voting blocks. The very conservative, voters without a college degree, and white evangelical Christians.
Coming in a distant second, Ron DeSantis, who edged out Nikki Haley by just over 2,000 votes. As for the front runner, Haley tells CBS Mornings,
"You guys want me to hate Trump. Some people want me to love Trump. I don't hate or love him. I call it out like I see it."
Vivek Ramaswamy came in fourth in Iowa. He's dropped out and endorsed Mr. Trump. Next stop for the rest of the pack, New Hampshire. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Most of the proposed new boundaries for Wisconsin's legislative districts would keep Republicans in majority control, but by narrower margins. That's according to an analysis by Marquette University. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools, in malls, and even in faith places.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Now that winter weather is here in full force, you can expect roads to be snow-covered and possibly icy. This creates unique challenges for emergency responders this time of year.
The roads not being good takes a little bit longer, so don't expect us to be there immediately, but we're doing our best to get there safely.
That's Corey Rush, Advanced EMT Supervisor with Aspirus Medevac. He said if you see an ambulance with its lights flashing, you should slow down gradually and pull off to the side if it's safe to do so.
Don't hammer on your brakes, just kind of go slow, and if it's safe to get off to the side, get off to the side.
Often, more than one emergency vehicle responds to an accident.
Also be aware that if you see one emergency vehicle, there's a good chance there might be another emergency vehicle that's shortly behind or coming soon.
Being aware of what's going on around you will help keep you safe and help our emergency personnel respond to accidents safely and quickly so they can help those in need. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our good friend, Brittany Marlowe, with our weather. Good morning, Britt.
It's sweater weather. Good morning.
It is sweater weather. It definitely is. Yes. I'm going to need you guys to talk. My teeth are still chattering. I don't know how I'm going to do radio today. I don't know how this is going to happen.
It's a bit chilly.
It is a chilly one out there. Brittany, what are we looking at for today? Because I think we have some nice stuff coming up next week. We just got to make it to there.
If we call that nice.
Well, nicer. I should say nicer. I should say nice. That's a good correction.
It's not in
there.
The negatives. I'll be happy.
Yeah, Mother Nature just wants to throw a whole bunch of problems at us. So right now, she's beating us with the brutal cold still. Wind chill advisory is still in effect until noon for us today. It feels like 26 below zero right now. That is our wind chill. That's what it feels like to you. Even though our temperatures are 9 below, but the wind's whipping at 20 miles per hour, it's taking that body warmth away from you. And that's why it feels so darn cold. Our highs today, climbing to 2 degrees, but we're not going to get there until you're asleep tonight. It's going to take forever to get that warm. And it's not even going to feel that warm, because when you're asleep tonight, it's still going to feel like 15 below. So we've got cold still gripping us through this week. Tomorrow's high temperatures will be 10 degrees, feeling more like zero. It's nice, right?
It's at least double digits.
Yeah. Double digits. Right, Melissa, yeah.
Yeah, we'll put that on repeat for Thursday and also for Friday and Saturday, and then we'll warm up on Sunday. Right, but I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of the problem with the warm-up, because I know we're all hoping for it and we can't wait to get there, but if we get as warm as 30 to 40 degrees with another system coming at us with rain on top of the snow, not a good idea. So
no.
I want the warm-up, but let's keep it in the upper 20s.
Yeah.
Back right there.
Good plan. Good plan. We'll see what we can do about that. We'll
All the Wisconsin vibes will change it.
When I was living in DeKalb, it was in this perfect place between Chicago and Madison, Milwaukee, all of that, and we seemed to, like, all of our weather was just what you just described, Brittany. Just like 20s, 30s, but rain, and it just was always icy. It was just a weird spot to be in, weather-wise. Yeah. So, sounds like some of that coming. Brittany, I go, as we get to know you more and more, I got to have some random questions for you. And to start off, are you a coffee person? Are you a big coffee drinker?
So it's kind of a funny story. I grew up never drinking coffee, but when I got into morning news, it took me about 4 or 5 years into it, which is a long chunk to be waking up at 2 a.m. to get up for these morning news shows, right?
Yeah.
I finally did it. I did it on TV, and I started drinking it for everybody. I was getting sweaty hands, anxiety. But now I love it. Now
right
I need
on,
it.
Right on.
So what about you guys?
Big coffee drinker here. I'm pretty sure I'm half marinara and coffee. If you cut me open, I'm pretty sure that's all I'm full with. I'm just a pinata.
I won't bleed coffee, but I do like at least one cup in the morning.
Mm-hmm. You need a caffeine boost halfway through the day, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Our early morning.
The caffeine,
so we gotta
monster.
Have it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for hanging out with us, Brittany. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to talking more tomorrow. You have yourself a safe, warm, good day out there.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
We appreciate you, Britt. Thanks so much. She's awesome. I'm loving doing the weather with her. It's been great. We got good stuff lined up for you. Melissa and I are going to take good care of you. We're going to keep you warm or help you hibernate. One or the other, we are going to do.
Whatever it takes.
We have our WFHR Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up right around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that. Want to also get into a couple of other ones with Melissa, like keeping secrets. We're going to talk about that. And we have 10 things that are immediate red flags if you see them in someone's home.
Oh, dear.
That could be interesting. We got a couple of those kind of things coming up for you, everybody. Also, we're going to get into the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick it off with our friend Dawn DeSarcy. Dawn is the recreation supervisor over at our Parks and Recreation Department.
Oh, good.
Dawn, we haven't got to talk to them in a while. Dawn's going to join us to talk about some upcoming winter classes with the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department.
Excellent.
After that, we'll touch on a little bit of entertainment news. The Emmys were last night. A couple of funny moments from that I want to play for everybody. The CW is changing its logo. Got to get into that a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. But yeah, they're doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of left field.
Mm-hmm. And in the 9 o'clock, I also want to get into a great article I just happened to come across off of Wisconsin Public Radio. I think that'll be a fun one to get into. We'll touch on that.
All right.
And, of course, we'll wrap up the show with That Ain't Right story, some local good stories of the day, and let you know how our schedule's looking for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. But we start with coffee, as I was that's part of the reason I was asking Brittany about if she's a coffee drinker and all that. Mm-hmm. Melissa, do you have a certain way you like your coffee? And you don't have to tell us. I just want you to keep that in mind, okay?
Okay,
and
I do.
I want everybody at home to do the same thing. You got a certain way you like your... There's people who will just like whatever is there or whatever the flavor of the month is or something that will drink it. That's fine. Also talking to the people, though, that have a specific way. They have to have their coffee this way every morning. Social media is obsessed with an old study from 2016 that found you're more likely to be a psychopath if you enjoy things that are bitter. Stuff like black coffee, dark chocolate, gin and tonics, etc., etc. It looked at the food and drink preferences of 1,000 Americans and at personality traits like how narcissistic, aggressive, and sadistic they were. It found people who like bitter stuff are more likely to have the types of antisocial qualities psychopaths can tend to have. And they were more likely to take pleasure in seeing other people suffer. If you're listening to this while enjoying a square of dark chocolate or washing it down with some black coffee, do not worry about this. Liking that stuff doesn't mean that you are that.
No.
They say...
There'd be a lot more psychopaths in the world then.
They said to take the results with a grain of salt because it's just one study. They said experts think that 1 in 22 people are technically psychopaths, so there's a decent chance that you or someone you might know may be there, but, you know. So I bring this whole thing up, for one, because of the noise that it's created online, so much so to the fact that where my class last night, I had a student who was doing a sketch about a breakup. And it was pretty funny, but it was awfully detailed. And there was almost too much detail in it. So, one of the other students started picking at her and everything, and she started telling us this story about this guy that she was seeing. And he liked black coffee. He liked very, very dark chocolates. And she broke up with him because of this study. End of story.
Really?
Like, we're all waiting for, like, a punchline or for her to say something else. And, like, that was it.
Some other red flag?
Yeah, yeah. That was it. That's all she had. And you know, granted, I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody. You know, do your own thing. To each their own. I will tell you, she was. She is 23. good luck doing that in your 30s and 40s. Like, you know, it's,
well,
you start getting up there and you start realizing, okay, maybe I'm a little too picky. Maybe I need to not lower your standards, but maybe, you know, open your mind a little bit more. This study, it's 1,000 Americans. It's not a very good.
It's not a very big pool of people to study.
No, and I just, for the heck of it, I thought I'd look up, well, what does drinking this type of coffee say about you, personality traits and all that? Melissa, since 2019, I came across 8 different articles, and every one of them tell you different things.
Right.
There's like this one here, like what we just said about black coffee. Well, Delish.com says a person who drinks black coffee tends to be quiet and single-minded. And they keep to themselves and tend to be the type of person that hold the door open for you.
Like, I guess those could also be psychopathic characteristics, maybe.
This stuff is so vague that it just covers, you know, things.
Everything.
Yeah. I mean,
it could also be an introvert.
Exactly. Maybe you're just an introvert. Yeah, it could be that. I will also say, for me, this study was busted within the first couple sentences. My papa is one of the most calm, cool, collected human being, was one of the most calm, cool, collected people I've ever known in my life, and ever will know. Anybody that knew Jim Maloff knew him for being a calm in the storm, and just a kind-hearted human being, one of the more genuine people like that. I think a lot of our family gets it from him. My papa loved his coffee black, like black, black. He didn't want sugar on the table. Like, it just, like, keep it far away from his coffee. Like, it couldn't be farther from this. I don't know. I'm guaranteeing that there are people out there that might fit this, and there are people out there who are not even going to come close.
And it's always good to just not, you know, make life decisions based on one study that included 1,000 people.
I couldn't
There's
get
a
over
lot
that.
Of people in this world.
Yeah.
Like, billions.
Yeah. It seems pretty, I don't know,
incomprehensible to our human brain.
I don't like if we're friends and you bring it up, it's one thing. Otherwise, I don't like asking people questions about relationships and things. That's their business, you know, to each their own and everything. But I had so
many. Why'd you break up with your boyfriend? Well, he drinks black coffee and dark chocolate. I don't think that's going to work out.
I have so many follow-up questions to that. I really do. I just really got to know. Really do. I don't know if I'll end up asking them, but I am very curious. I'm kind of hoping they come up in just random conversations. Or sketches or something like that.
Those are also things that I really like.
Yeah, me too.
I like my coffee black. The blacker and the darker, the better. Like, it's so bitter sometimes I have to add a little bit of water.
I put a little...
I also like really dark chocolate, too.
I love dark chocolate. I love dark chocolate.
As far as I know, I'm not a psychopath. I guess I could be, but I don't think so.
I've taken a lot of, and granted, this was in high school. I've taken a lot of those kind of like psych exams and things. That's one of those things that I have not come up as. But I, too, like my coffee black. I do put a little milk in there because of my throat. And a little creamer from here to there. But a dab. Dabs. That's it. Just tiny, tiny bits. Nothing much.
No, see, I'm the exact opposite. If I'm going to add milk or cream or anything like that, and, you know, obviously non-dairy for me, but It's like half and half, dude.
Yeah, yeah. My Aunt Pat, my papa, completely black, just pour it right into the cup. My Aunt Pat, she liked a little bit of coffee with her cream and sugar. She was like that. I like the bitterness of the coffee, but every once in a while, I just want to, you know what, taste buds, you're okay. I'm going to give you a little bit of mocha. I'm going to give you a little mocha, taste buds. You deserve it.
Yeah, and about the only time I want that is if it's like, I don't know, 10 o'clock in the morning, and I want an extra pick-me-up, because if I add cream to my coffee, then there's also going to be a ton of sugar in there. I'm like your aunt, what was that, Aunt Pat?
Yeah, yeah.
With that one. Mm. Yeah, but that happens like once every, I don't know, 4 months. It's seriously few and far between.
Yeah. Well, however you drink your coffee, you're welcome to join the show and stick around, everybody. We've got good stuff lined up for you. Coming up, our birthday and anniversary club, it's right around the corner on WFHR's Morning Show.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and that's going to be the case for basically the entire day today with a wind chill from minus 30 to minus 35. It'll be breezy, mostly cloudy, one above our high today. Tonight, four below. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of eight above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's nine below.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Melissa and I are going to celebrate with you some great birthdays and anniversaries our listeners have sent in to us, but we always want more.
Mm-hmm. You can call up 715-424-2600 and share your birthday and anniversary right now.
Yeah, call up and join the conversation, everybody. We'd love you to be able to do that. You can always email it to us as well, info@WFHR.com or james.mailev@civicmedia.us. Feel free to email us, any of the staff here, anytime with any of your feedback, and especially your birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
And you can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Go right ahead and do that as well. We'll get it, and we'll get it on the air for you. Let's dive right in. We need a one or a two, Melissa. Give me a one or a two.
Let's go with one.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. First up, we can wish a very happy birthday to Shawana Ray Bowman.
Happy birthday, Shawana.
I hope you have a fantastic day. That's a beautiful name, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your day, Shawana. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier, Mr. Bill Harris.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Bill sends us some requests every once in a while on our sister station, WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Nice.
Celebrating a birthday in Hard in the Coosa right now. Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you, Bill. And we take a look at our celebrity birthdays right now and diving right in. Lin-Manuel Miranda is 44 today. In the Heights and Hamilton creator. He was also on HBO's His Dark Materials. He did a lot of music for the Moana movie as well, and is Bert's former apprentice Jack in Mary Poppins Returns, the Dick Van Dyke role.
And The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, yeah. Lynn is one of my favorite creatives in the world, especially since his break within the Heights. Just you could see, if you were paying attention, this guy's going to be big and he's going to do great things. Nobody saw Hamilton coming. Nobody saw that coming, especially Broadway. there was a chance that that didn't even happen. And it's really, I don't know if it saved Broadway, but it's the only reason Broadway was relevant for the last 10, years.
I was wrong. The Greatest Showman is Hugh Jackman.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I don't know why I get those two confused. Well, you should correct me, James. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I know. I don't like doing it to people. I don't like correct. If you were going to drink the wrong thing, I'm going to correct you. I'm not, Melissa, that's poison, my God. I felt bad correcting her, so I didn't know. I'll correct you in that respect. But if we're just talking here, I'm just going to keep the conversation going. But yes, especially if it's about acting, because then you'll just get me on a tangent about how amazing Hugh Jackman and Lin-Manuel are and how I'm supposed to audition against people like this. How is that fair?
I would like to see. I don't know. Have they ever done a show together?
Ooh, that would be a good combo. Wow, that'd be a good combo. That's got to happen. You guys get on that. And if you need a third, let me know. Well, somebody's got to be less talented to make the other guys look better, right? So let me do my job. That's what I'm good at that. I do it for Melissa and Seth all the time. I do it.
I think they could play brothers. They're not all that different in appearance.
Yeah, maybe. He is something, though, and he's only going to continue to do great things. Mm-hmm. Albert Pujols is 44, former first baseman for the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels and Cardinals, Los St. Louis Cardinals, Hall of Famer. First 10 years of his career, unparalleled.
Awesome. Good for him.
James Young is 44, founding member of Eli Young Band. Kate Moss is 50. Wow.
Really?
Iconic supermodel, modeling agency founder and owner. Done quite a bit with her life and her career.
Oh, yeah. She's been in... Has she been in movies? Because
Yes.
From something.
Yeah.
Zoolander 2.
Okay.
One that comes up.
She dated a lot of famous people over the years. She's been around since we were kids. Since we were in high school, at least, I should say. And I know she has acted. I just don't know if I've seen any. I think she was in a Red Nose movie or something, I think, once. She was in the now I'm looking it up. Now I'm actually looking at it. She was in Calvin Klein commercials like crazy in the early 90s. And she was in the Absolutely Fabulous movie.
That's it. Okay.
Roy Jones Jr. is 55. Happy 55th to Captain Hook. professional boxer with a record of 66-10, 47 wins by KO. Former world title holder in four divisions. Incredible boxer. Let's see here. Sade is 65. Ooh. Nigerian singer, songstress, goddess. Biggest hit, Smooth Operator, No Ordinary Love, The Sweetest Taboo. He's an incredible, incredible singer. One of my favorite voices of all time. Helen Folacity Adu is her real name. Sade works.
Interesting.
Sade works.
Yeah.
The wonderful, the legend, Debbie Allen is 74. Actress, dancer, choreographer who starred on Fame and currently plays Hondo's mom on SWAT and Dr. Avery's mom on Grey's Anatomy. She's Felicia Rashad's sister in real life.
She's a great actress.
A great actress and some of the smartest feet and legs you will ever see. Debbie Allen's feet are just incredibly smart. Just a wonderful dancer. John Carpenter is 76, one of the kings of horror. Director of Halloween and the 80s remake of The Thing, Christine, and the original version of The Fog. The original Assault on Precinct 13, Big Trouble in Little China. God, I love that movie, Big Trouble in Little China.
Stay out of the fog.
Oh, good one.
Escape from New York.
Yeah. Just an incredible, incredible director. We mentioned this on the Sunrise Show. Ronnie Millsap is 81, country legend. Any Day Now, Lost in the 50s Tonight. Plenty of big hits from him. And then some people no longer with us, like the great Ethel Merman.
Aww.
Born in this day in 1908, passed away in 1984. You saw her in Airplane as the shell-shocked soldier who thinks he's Ethel Merman. It's such a great bit. If you don't know, it's funny on so many levels, because if you don't know it's Ethel Merman, you just think it's a funny name to say. But if you know it's Ethel Merman, and it's Ethel Merman and playing, just thinking that they're Ethel Merman and nobody believes them. Nobody. Such a great scene. Such a great scene. Great, great comedic actor. Let's see. And Dizzy Dean, born in this day in 1910, passed away in 1974. Baseball Hall of Famer who once said, "It ain't bragging if you can back it up." One of the first quote machines, I believe, Dizzy Dean. Seth could correct me on that, but I think so. And one of the better baseball names. Dizzy Dean, come on. That's a great name.
Dizzy Dean, yeah. It's a good name.
You're a baseball pitcher and your name is Dizzy Dean. Come on, yeah. And today would Aaliyah would be 45. Born in 1979, passed away in 2001. She only had three albums in her short, in way too short life, and all three of them went double platinum. Her 1994 album, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, featured At Your Best, Back and Forth, great song, still listen to that. One in a Million, Rock the Boat, More Than a Woman. It's quite a life, quite a career. Unfortunately, because I believe that Aaliyah didn't need R. Kelly. I think R. Kelly needed her. And R. Kelly proved that, where he just didn't really, without the people that he produced, I don't think R. Kelly would be as famous as R. Kelly got. He's a good, talented singer, talented producer, talented writer. Obviously, one of the bigger creeps in music history. And unfortunately, I think that some of Aaliyah's legacy is clouded because of that. I try not to. I try not to even think about him when it comes to her, but it happens. I do miss her, though. Great singer. Yeah. Great. And she was a good actor, too.
She was
too.
Only 22 years old.
Yeah. Whether you like her or not, whether you even know who she is or not, nobody deserves that at 22. No. Great singer, songwriter. And one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Shawana Ray Bowman.
Happy birthday, Shawana.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Bill Harris.
Happy birthday and congratulations, Bill.
Want to let everybody know a little bit of a programming note, look behind the curtain here a little bit. As soon as we get some paperwork taken care of and everything, we are going to be having a sponsor for this segment. We're really looking forward to that. But I have talked to some listeners that asked about Misty's and that, and we just wanted to wish Misty's Menu well with their new owners. Loved working with them, hope to work with them again in the future, and encourage you to check out Misty's. If you haven't been there before, especially, got a lot of new people in town, Melissa, and some of them have asked, different places to go, or what's something that really screams Wisconsin Rapids or something.
Yeah, that Misty's would be the place.
Yep, sent them right over there. I encourage you to do that yourselves and check them out. And again, we appreciate Misty's and wish them the best. We want your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Keep those birthdays and anniversaries coming. We'll celebrate some more tomorrow. For now, we'll get to our state and local news, and we'll come back, and we're going to get into secrets. Ooh, secrets.
Secrets. Are we telling secrets?
We're going to talk secrets, but we got to keep it between us, okay? Just Melissa, me, and the rest of you, okay? Just keep it between us.
Because if you share it with too many people, it's no longer a secret.
That's a good point. It's a good point. We'll talk about that and more coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic workers across Wisconsin are being furloughed. 3% of the nearly 12,000 people who work for the healthcare system have to take unpaid time off. The furloughs come after a round of budget cuts in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. Wisconsin is one of many states without a defined formula for deciding alimony payments in divorce court.
And they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? And if that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
That's Shay Drefs. She's with Custody Exchange. That's a firm that helps families navigate divorce. Her company's research recommends Wisconsin put a formula into law. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Winter driving season is here, and our highway departments are working hard to make sure we have safe roads.
If you see green and yellow lights on a truck, they're out there for your protection and trying to make the roads safe.
John Bangart is the Marathon County Highway Department Operations Supervisor. He said keeping your speed down is one of the best ways to improve safety.
First of all, please slow down. My drivers like to get home at night too.
snowplows are out prepping roads before a storm and removing snow during bad conditions.
Try not to pass them. I know there are times where there's long lines of traffic behind our plows. They're out there for your safety, and it's best not to pass them. Just follow behind them.
You need to stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow. If you can't see their mirrors, they can't see you. Be sure to give them plenty of room to do their work so they can make our roads as safe as possible this winter. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Joy Engine salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protests, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and much more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Joy Engine with Civic Media in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
to
listeners.
To all our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not?
Yeah.
I think it does.
It's random.
It's
according to Seth's rules, it counts. Yeah.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and that's going to be the case for basically the entire day today with a wind chill from minus 30 to minus 35. It'll be breezy, mostly cloudy, one above our high today. Tonight, four below. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take a phone call real quick. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, the Dean's played for the Braves back years ago.
Dizzy Dean, did
Dizzy had a brother named Paul.
Hmm.
Yeah, they went to church in West Dallas. My sister-in-law, before she was my sister-in-law, went there and actually met those guys.
Really?
Oh, I had no
and
idea.
Then my brother married her a year or so, a couple years later, I guess.
Very cool.
Wow.
I didn't know Dizzy Dean had any ties like that to the state. That's really cool. Very interesting.
Yeah, he played for the Braves many years.
Yeah, I've seen it right now.
I'm not
now.
Sure if Paul did or not, too. Maybe Paul.
Huh. That is awesome. You always call up and give us such great input. We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. You have yourself a warm, good day out there. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you. Man, appreciate that. I love random facts like that. That's awesome.
That's cool.
That is really cool. Good stuff. Best listeners in the radio. Best listeners in radio.
Sure.
Now, everybody, we're going to keep this between us, okay? All right?
Okay.
Could you be keeping a deep, dark secret for no darn good reason? A recent study found it. That might be the case, depending on what the secret is. If it's something really bad, you know, real, real bad, you're probably better off not telling anyone. They will, you know, maybe you never know how that could turn out. But no, for normal secrets, there's a good chance that telling someone is better for your overall mental health.
Mm-hmm.
They did 12 different experiments and found we tend to overestimate how harshly we'll be judged for secrets we're keeping. When you confide in someone, they're less likely to judge you and more likely to focus on the, quote, positive traits required to reveal the secret.
Things like trust, honesty, and allowing yourself to be vulnerable. In other words, they'll be impressed with that you trust them enough to tell them about it, and they probably won't judge you anywhere close to as much as you've judged yourself. According to this study, try convincing my brain of that. You can find this complete article at medium.com, medium.com. I don't know. Melissa, for me, you know, somebody entrusts me with something, it means the world to me. And I hold that dearly. I have secrets I've kept from people I haven't even talked to in years. But if I ran into somebody we both know, I'm not sharing it. If it is something that involves somebody's mental health or, you know, their physical health or something like that, obviously, clearly, I am saying something. That's a whole different category. If somebody has done something too extreme, you know, it's a whole other category. But otherwise, I pride myself in being people being trusting in me. I take that very seriously, and I don't like the idea of letting anything happen to that bond, that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if somebody shares a confidence with you in confidence, I think you should keep it. You know, aside of obviously if there's some concern about self-harm or worry of that nature, but I don't know why you would share a secret.
Yeah, it feels like what's kind of funny about this article is they're talking about secrets and but they don't the article doesn't seem to want to share like examples.
Yeah, so they're keeping secrets about what the secrets are that you should be sharing.
Yeah. I mean, it feels a little bit
counterintuitive.
It kind of is. It feels like the definition of counterintuitive. It kind of feels. Mm-hmm. and I don't know. What I'd much rather do is have a conversation about secrets and the line that we walk with them. I don't want to get into a secret that you've kept or anything like that, but for you, what it means. Because I think it's a different – I brought this up before, and I think as we go along farther and farther, this is something that more and more people are noticing, and I'm not alone on. If there's a commonality between human beings, everybody has a code. Everybody's got a code in them. Everybody's got a certain things that there's a line they won't cross with certain subjects or certain things. And I find it very interesting, that code. And I think that this has a little to do with it. I think inside that code is how we feel about secrets. I've known plenty of people. You could tell them something and 10 minutes later, they're going to tell everybody in the world. They're going to tell as many people as they can. We had a joke in the projects that the word spread so quickly, the grapevine went so fast, things could happen to you before that things people could hear about things before they even happened to you. Did you hear you get mugged later? Wait a minute, what? Yeah, 2:00.
Oh, there we go. Okay, well, glad to get that heads up.
There is that group, that style of people that just don't really hold back. But I don't know. I value this stuff a lot, and I don't... as far as your overall mental health, they're saying that sharing secrets can be keeping them back can hold your mental health back, can hurt your mental health. I find for me it be the opposite. I beat myself. I'm my own worst enemy, and I would beat myself up even more if I was sharing secrets.
Are they talking about your own secrets? Like if you have a secret about yourself?
I think that the article seems to go, again, being a bit vague, but the article seems to cover both. Whether it's a secret about yourself that you're keeping, like I'm actually from Pluto. Oh, God, I said it out loud. Dang it. All right, well, now you know I'm from Pluto.
Where's your spaceship?
It buried. in all the snow. It's buried in all the snow. It's buried. Why do you think I went to Wisconsin? I can hide my spaceship. It's easy. It's way up north.
I do think that, you know, being able to share your own secrets with someone that will keep your confidences is important for your own mental health. Yes, I would agree with that.
That's a really
good obviously
point.
You want to choose somebody who you can trust.
Yeah.
I have definitely shared some things with some people in my life that I never should have told them anything. And I never will again.
Because
when things get spread around or twisted and spread around, which is even worse, that can cause more mental stress and trauma in your life. So, choose your confidants wisely.
Yeah, Yeah, that's an angle on this I hadn't thought too much about, but it's a really important part of it. It's important to have people you can trust in life. And unfortunately, one of the ways you find out who you can trust sometimes is them sharing things or what have you. I got to a point where the people that I was around, I wouldn't lie, but I would give... I would only give part of the story, and then I give part of the other story to somebody else and see where it would go. And, you know, sometimes I would find out, oh, that person is not very trustworthy. Should you test your friends like that? No, that's not healthy. That's not good. But where I came from and what I know, like it was something that you did. I don't do that anymore, of course. I haven't done that since I was a kid. As a young person and being in culture shock and a lot of those things, that was the way I handled stuff. Not that I'm saying it was a good way to handle it, but being honest.
Yeah, but what we all learn as we grow and change, and we make mistakes when we're younger, I think a good way to not test your friends, but to find out is listen to them. Mm-hmm. Listen to how they talk about other people. If they're sharing other people's confidences, you can be pretty certain that they're not going to keep yours.
That is one of my feelings, my strong points coming from this and just coming from society, really. If somebody is sitting here, man, you will not believe what Joe did. Joe did this. Joe did that. Joe told me this, and he said he did this. And okay, I'm never telling you anything, man. Like that person that's telling me all those stories, how can I trust you to keep my secrets if you're telling me all the Joes? It's a little like, it's not a little like, it's very similar to me to the person that, you know, is going to cheat on somebody. You know, how can, if you're already cheating on somebody with me, well, how can I trust that you're going to be loyal to me? Okay. Like, I don't understand how that works. That doesn't work.
Right.
But teach their own. Everybody's got a code. Mm-hmm. And now that you all know that I'm from Pluto, you keep that to yourselves, all right? Keep that under wraps.
This will just be between us.
Yeah, and let's be honest. I mean, you kind of knew. You kind of knew I was. There's something off about me. There's something weird about me. You kind of knew.
It's the big feet that gave it away, Jay.
It was something like that. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and that's going to be the case for basically the entire day today with a wind chill from minus 30 to minus 35. It'll be breezy, mostly cloudy, one above our high today. Tonight, four below. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of eight above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, seven below zero.
Because right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. I'm going to take you to the top of the hour with nothing but fun. We got good stuff lined up for you. Let's dive into this one, Melissa. Right, first up, and I want the audience participation in this. Well, actually, real quick, I should mention a programming note. Dawn DeSarcy, a recreation supervisor with the City of Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, is going to be joining us at the start of the 9 o'clock hour, get an update on winter classes from her. Dawn may be calling in with the cold and everything. Dawn, if you're listening, call in. Go right ahead and call in, hon. You don't have to stop by the studio. We love seeing you, love having you to the studio, but on a day like this, don't worry about it. Just call in. That goes for all of our guests, by the way. Midday Magazine guests, Terry, Ashley.
If you need to call in.
Yeah, please feel free to. We'll be looking forward to talking to Dawn and talking a little Parks and Recs with her in a little bit. But I want to open up to the phone lines here, 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. When you are having people over, are you I'm going to do a quick clean, like, oh, God, I forgot the boys are coming over, or the girl, something like that. And you quickly do a quick rush and throw everything under the bed or something. Or are you like my mother and a neat freak and...
Everything
days
is kept tidy all the time.
Yeah, and even with that, days before you have people over, you have the kids like running around and doing like your chores and cleaning the house and all that and everything. Mm-hmm. Bring this up because people on social media are talking about things that are immediate red flags if people see them in someone's home.
Okay.
And the way we kind of counter this stuff or what we do to, put on, I don't want to say put on airs, but just put on, give a good, a presentation, a good front.
Okay.
So let's get into these. They're not in any particular order. We can just kind of go through them as the list is.
Sure.
Pets that are not being cared for properly, like a litter box that hasn't been cleaned in forever or seeing for me, it's I'm coming up to the house and I see the dog outside and he's got a short chain, the collar is digging into him or something like that, mm-hmm. like those kind of things.
Very obvious signs of neglect of pets would be a pretty big red flag.
Animals inside that are not indoor animals or are not behaving like indoor animals, that can be one for people too. Mm-hmm. No hand soap in the bathroom. Ooh. I've never run into that. Maybe at a gas station or something, not a person's home. Huh. Hmm. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
that's going to go, okay.
Not having hand towels or not having clean ones.
That one, depending on the household.
Depends on the house.
A little bit of a pass on that one.
Yeah,
Because hand towels aren't something that everybody can necessarily afford to have or keep on top of.
Yeah, yeah. It depends on the household.
It's the back of your shirt is for.
Right on. If I'm going over to my single buddy's house, I mean, he keeps up on stuff, mm-hmm. he probably should have it, but I also don't expect him to.
But he also probably dries his hands on his bath towel that's hanging on the back of his door.
Yep. Yeah. Kind of guilty of that myself sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. A dirty toilet. Yeah, that's a rough one. That's a rough one.
Yeah.
Now
that's,
I don't.
That's something you want to keep clean.
Don't expect it to be shining. I don't expect to open the toilet lid and like be blinded by the bright and shininess of it or anything. Mm-hmm. But again, we all know the line we're talking about here. Like,
right. There's okay, and then there's not okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know that line. You know it. Mm-hmm. You whether you realize it or not, you know that line.
And we all have variations of where that line lands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm
had
guessing
people...
your mother's would be different than yours.
Yes, yes. I am a, I'm a borderline clean freak. She's a full-blown one.
Well, you had to get it somewhere.
I had to get it, yeah. A trash piled beyond the trash can. Yeah, ooh. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Take out your trash.
There's no household where that usually is okay. Because even in a single-parent household, kids, get on it. Get on it, kids. That's your gig. Mm-hmm. That was my job as a kid. That was one of my jobs as a kid. The garbage started getting full, getting it out there. Like,
we had a garbage closet when I was a kid because the house that I grew up in was actually a mobile home, but my dad constantly remodeled. Like, my entire childhood, that house was under construction. But the one thing that never changed, the garbage closet. It's still there. Even though the house is now like three houses in one. That garbage closet is still the closet where the garbage goes.
In very different ways, you and I both grew up around construction. In the city, there's always stuff getting done. Even this time of year, there's somebody, I guarantee you, somewhere in downtown Chicago, there's a building getting worked on right now, even in this weather.
That they're trying to heat up enough that paint and plaster will set.
Right. hoarding. Most people seem fine with a little clutter and a sink with dirty dishes, but it shouldn't be gross.
If you've never been in a house where somebody is actually a hoarder, you've not experienced... I mean, I know there's TV shows about it now, but to actually be in it and experience it is a whole different level. And yeah. It's nothing to laugh at. People who suffer from that disorder are they need help.
This comes to us from BuzzFeed and Reddit. We use both of those sites often and appreciate both of them. They also come with a lot of interaction from people from all over the world. And with that, I don't believe this belongs on the list. At least, or it should be worded differently. Hoarding is a mental illness.
And in some cases, because for several years when I lived in a house in Mauston, our landlady, I would say, was, and I would say borderline hoarder. But the reason for it is that she was elderly and just couldn't take care of things herself. So they would just pile up. You know, she had piles of newspaper and things that she just couldn't keep on top of it and take care of. But that was still kind of a borderline hoarder situation, and she needed help. But mostly because she just couldn't do it by herself.
A good friend of mine in radio, who you can hear on these airwaves around here. I'm not going to promote him because we have a bet going on between the two of us who's going to make the slip up and promote the other one first. And I'm not going to do that. Almost did, but I'm not going to. Him and his amazing wife have a house here in Rapids that they moved into some years back, and they got it on a good price. And because it was a hoarder house, and the only job was they got a real cheap price, not real, but a nice price on it because they had to clean it themselves. So myself and them, along with like 10 other people, went into that house, and it was a good 10 hours like before we were out of there. There was eight or nine of those old air conditioners, those really, really heavy ones. Mm-hmm. I was in charge of the bathroom, and I was in there pretty much the whole time. Like it's just incredible. I have never seen anything like that. Never.
Yeah.
And there's no way you can walk into something like that, walk out of something like that, and not realize, okay, this doesn't seem. This seems to be something where the wires are crossed upstairs or something like that.
Or it just got out of hand, and then pretty soon it was too much of a monumental task to overcome.
Yeah.
I mean, getting rid of an air conditioner, it's not like you can just, you know, take those anywhere.
Yeah.
some things you need to be able to know how to dispose of them properly.
Yeah. Again, we want audience participation, 715-424-2600, and encourage you to go ahead and chime in on this next one. I imagine you might want to. One of the other red flags on here, unsecured guns.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You don't deserve that gun if you've got it unsecured. Mm-hmm. And just as a side note, the more guns you have, the more I think that you are overcompensating. And I am not alone on that. I have nothing against guns. I don't have a problem with guns. I have a problem with some people that have guns. A gun is not an issue. It has no thought, feeling, or anything like that. It is an inanimate object. And it, the need to tie your personality to that inanimate object, whatever that inanimate object is, you are not fooling anybody. Guns are not a birthright.
They're not toys. They need to be secured and they need to be kept safely.
The people that I know that have multiple firearms and that are, I would say, gun lovers or however you want to word
gun
it.
Enthusiasts?
Yeah, members of the NRA, anything like that. The ones that I know all do these things. They keep them secured. They have a respect for firearms.
Gun cabinets are for.
Yeah, they don't go waving them around like they. You know, Chris Rock had a line last year about an NBA player, a kid that was waving a gun around and everything, and he was talking about how so many people think that they got the last gun, that's the last one there is, or it's the only one that exists, or something like that. these things are important, and it's important to not only that but to teaching younger generations of gun control and gun safety. If you care about guns, if you're a gun enthusiast, you should care about this as much as we do.
Right.
And get over the fact nobody's trying to take your guns. Get over it.
No.
This is America. Nobody's going to do that anytime, at any point in the history of this country. That is never going to happen. I'll put my name on that. They'll cancel Christmas the same day that they do that. Okay, both of those things are going to happen. Quit giving in to the talking heads out there that want you to be afraid of. The fear mongering that doesn't even. It's one thing to be afraid of something that's legit. It's another to just make up stuff and to make people afraid of stuff that isn't real. We got enough things, enough problems.
Mm-hmm.
Someone joked the live, laugh, love signs.
I'm not a huge fan of those in my own home, but I don't dislike them in other people's homes. You know, sometimes those signs can be funny.
Yeah.
And tickle your funny bone. I like those ones.
Honestly, I've never had a problem with them. I don't see any issues with them at all.
I mean, if you walk into every room and there's some saying on the wall, I might feel like I'm in, you know, the cancer ward, but.
Right, yes.
Because that's what it was like when we would be going in for chemo infusions with my mom. Every single room had some uplifting saying, which is great, you know?
Yeah,
that seems appropriate. In your house, maybe not so much.
Mm. I would rather people do that than have nothing on the wall or just having, you know, something that doesn't fit them. If it fits them, go for it, you know? I don't see
anything. I like the ones that are changeable as well because I don't know about you, but I get sick of the same stuff over and over, and I like variation in life. And so people that have like a marker board in their main room that they're in a lot, or one of those boards that you can stick the letters on, or you know, like magnets, or even the magnet words on the fridge.
Yeah.
You remember those?
Yeah, I love those.
Where you can make your own poems.
Yeah. My mom and sister and I used to leave each other messages and stuff with those.
Mine made no sense.
And that's how my dad got in on it eventually, but he's not the best speller. That's how that kind of went. That's
I like the ones that were whole words too, not just letters, where it was, you know, chicken, blue sky, coffee cups.
Yes.
What? Is this a message to? Okay.
Reminds me of an old Johnny Carson bit. He'd have on the big hat, and he would predict what was in the envelope. It was this one of the best bits in late night TV history. It was a great one. The final one on this list. This is a better one for decor. Anything in excess, moderation is key.
Collectors beware.
Yeah. You walk into my mother's kitchen and you are going to be bombarded by a lot of Coca-Cola items. You're going to see a lot of those. But I wouldn't.
I think it's okay to have collections, though.
Yeah. And I don't think you can blame her for that. She has three children that didn't know what to get her for decades.
Right. And that's the problem with collecting, especially something like that that's accessible to everyone and isn't super expensive. Everybody's going to get you that.
Yeah.
It's like, I like mermaids. Okay, so every gift I get from every single person for the next 20 years is going to be mermaid related.
I have.
So I better really like it.
Yeah, yeah. I have so much penguin stuff.
I bet.
I have so much penguin
stuff. I sent you a penguin article this morning.
I can't wait to read it. That's going to be my palate cleanser at the end of my work day today. I'm going to take a look at that.
That's not something that's going to take up space on your shelf.
True.
But.
Very true. Very true.
I don't have a problem with people that collect things. But now if that collection takes over your house, well, then that may be another issue.
Yeah.
Except if they're Beanie Babies. Then we may have to have a conversation.
We probably should have a conversation about that. And where did you get them?
Whose collection did you buy?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll have some entertainment news for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll also get into some good stuff here. I wanted to touch on this great article from Wisconsin Public Radio, Preserving Collections and Saving Cats Inside Redner's Rescuing Cat Figurine Museum.
cute.
That's coming up. But we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friend Dawn from the Parks and Rec Department. We're going to talk a little bit about winter classes coming up right here on WFHR.